Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We're on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you.
Morning, everybody. Is it okay there? Okay. So, come Holy Spirit, come. This has been one of the hardest messages for me to put together, because although you try yourself, it's not yourself. It's God through us. It's the Holy Spirit through us. And we can try and do things in our own strength, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work. It might work to a point and then fall apart, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take you where God wants you. And like was said with home group, if we are not obedient, God can't move. So even for home group, I didn't know what I was going to do. Omar had prepared for the seven churches, and I said, no, we're going to pray tonight. And, you know, I'm like the whole day, I'm going, Lord, what do I do? Holy Spirit, speak to me. I don't like walking into things not knowing. I need to have something, and nothing happened. But we were obedient. And man, oh man, did the Holy Spirit move. And you know, even like this morning, to be obedient. So like Celeste, like Dave, like Mel, like Amanda, when we are obedient, he uses us. You can't stand there and, Lord, speak to me. And you feel you need to do something and you go the opposite direction. Or you just stand there. So like Amanda said, you just stand on the side and you watch the wave go past. God was speaking to you. The Holy Spirit was telling you to move, telling you to get onto the wave. And then when the wave goes past, you get on your knees and you go, Lord, why? Yet he was speaking to you. So, yeah, in this week, I had a title, Walking with the Holy Spirit. I had a few notes on Friday night. I'm like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to put together, but I cannot do this on my own. You know, Holy Spirit, you better come and show me what I'm going to say today. And you know what? Yeah, I've got a few notes. But he speaks through. And in this, I can promise you, it is from the Holy Spirit. This is not me. And that's how our walk should be. That's how we should live our lives. In everyday things, we tend to open the door, do this, go here, instead of, you know what, Holy Spirit, well, what should I do? Should I drive? Should I ride my bicycle? Should I go drop the kids off first? Should I do this? What should I do? Maybe in that instance, he saves you from something. Maybe in that instance, he teaches you something. Yes, we look at it and it's small, mundane things. But build that fellowship and relationship with the Holy Spirit so that when He speaks to you regarding the big things, these things are working and these are used to walking. We are all waiting for that big episode, that massive thing to happen, so that when the Lord speaks to us, we can jump. What about all the baby steps 3 years ago that you might have needed to take to enable you to jump? But let me get to my notes. So we're going to start with Galatians 5:16. Give you guys a minute to get there. You can read on the screen or you can follow in your Bibles. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So, walking with the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, walk by the Spirit. When we are listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, and when we are building a relationship with the Holy Spirit, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Because when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you will listen. Benjamin, come here quickly. If you've got a friend standing next to you, and he speaks to you, you hear him. You listen to him. When he walks with you and he speaks to you, you hear him and you listen to him. When he asks you for help, when he asks you to do something, because he is next to you and because you're building that relationship with him, you do it and you help him. Likewise, I walk with the Holy Spirit. But if you leave that friend here and you carry on with your own things, he's speaking. But are you listening? No, you're not. As soon as you build that fellowship again, you hear. Thanks, Benjamin. We need to be glued to the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said, a helper has been given to us. So, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and a relationship with the Holy Spirit conquers inner conflict. We all know all about inner conflict. Yeah, but maybe I shouldn't. The Holy Spirit deals with those things when we have a relationship with Him. It's like wanting to go to the fridge and open the fridge and take out those Krispy Kreme donuts when you know you shouldn't. It's an inner conflict. Obviously, the Holy Spirit deals with bigger things, but that can be one of those things. Relationship with the Holy Spirit fulfills you. Do you not want to be overflowing? I do. Now, here's an interesting one that I heard somebody say. All Christians have the Holy Spirit. But does the Holy Spirit have all Christians? So are you building that relationship? Are you allowing Him to work in your life? Or are you holding Him down there and then think that when you need him, then all of a sudden you want to try and build a relationship with him. Because then it's too late to hear what he said. He's already said it. Galatians 5:17. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. And for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. So are we doing the things that our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do? The Holy Spirit guides us, speaks to us, teaches us, shows us. But are we in tune with Him? Have we got that relationship with Him where we are hearing, listening, looking, and learning from Him? It's like having a teacher with you. When you have your teacher with you, you listen, you learn, you see. When your teacher is not there, you're not listening, you're not learning, you're not seeing. You might be trying to implement it. Doesn't mean it's going to work if you're not in tune with what was said. But having the Holy Spirit with you and being in tune with the Holy Spirit, you have that permanently. Not every now and then. Permanently. When we walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Keep in step with the Spirit. You know, the fruit, our natural self, can maybe be able to perfect one of those. Maybe. Without the help of the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't say fruits. It says fruit. All of those through the Holy Spirit are manifest in one. So, it's not like we have one and not the other. We should be overflowing with all of them. To walk in the Holy Spirit, we have to talk to the Holy Spirit. Are we talking? Again, are we building relationship? Are we fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit? We need to recognize that the Holy Spirit is a person so that we can talk to and have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. When you look at the Old Testament, when God poured His Spirit out onto people, what did they do? Miraculous things. Not only in their walk with the Lord, but some of them were carpenters. Some of them could sing. You know, the Holy Spirit helps us in everything. If we allow Him. We don't need to take that wheel and think that we're going down the best 4x4 track when all we have to do is sit next to the Holy Spirit and listen to what He has to say. And He can show us where to go, what to do, and how to do it. Don't you want that? Don't you want miracles in your life? Then allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. I want miracles in my life. I want to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to me all the time. Whether it be to put on a different pair of socks, but I want to hear Him all the time. Because if I'm listening that carefully to what He is saying, I will not miss out on the bigger things. We're going to go through a few verses. We're going to start with 2 Corinthians 3, 6 and 17. Who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit? For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We have freedom. When the Holy Spirit says, go and speak to that person. Yeah, but that person have freedom to do it. And the more you do it, the more freedom you'll feel in it. Instead of just putting a lid on it and walking away. And then next time you ask, but why? Why is He not speaking to me? Maybe we should be listening and doing so that He can speak more to us. Romans 8, 6. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Says it all. You want life. You want peace. Set your mind on the Spirit. Build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, 9. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. Hold on to the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Did that hit home? While I'm standing here, it's almost as if like, wow! I mean, come on. Wow! That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead walks with us if we allow Him daily. If He can do that, what can He do in our lives? Once again, if we allow Him. Stop putting a wall up between you and the Holy Spirit. We can go to Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. What's leading us? Spirit of God. Are you allowing the Spirit of God to lead you? Or are you allowing your fleshly desires to lead you? Sometimes your fleshly desires will take you along a path that's far off where you should be. And it might be for something stupid. That when you get there, you realize, what am I doing? Why am I here? Listen to the Holy Spirit. Let Him help you make those decisions on what you need to do and how you need to do it. When you can put away this instant gratification, like going to McDonald's, I want a hamburger, I want a chips, I want a cold drink, you get to the window, thanks, off you go. That's how we like to make decisions. Like that. Next one. But do we take counsel in what the Holy Spirit is saying about the decisions we need to make, whether small or big, before just next one? We are so used to living in a life where it's do this, let's go here. Because in busy Johannesburg, it's I want it now. Not tomorrow, you will make it happen now. That's not how this is going to work. This is a case of, Holy Spirit, guide me. Give me the answer. You need to forget about the fact that everybody wants a decision from you now. And focus on the fact that you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And He guides you in those things. And when you feel at peace and you know that's the decision I need to make, then make it. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. When we pray in tongues, we are praying in the perfect will of God. We are allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through us, to pray the perfect will of God. We can say, thank you, Lord, that I'm going to get R1 million today, and thank you, Lord, that you're going to give me this, and thank you. And then as soon as we start praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to say, and it nullifies the things that we have said that might not be right. The Holy Spirit knows what we need, how we need it, and when we need it. John 2:27. But the anointing that you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as I taught you, abide in Him. The Holy Spirit teaches us. When we open the Word of God, the Holy Spirit shows us. The Holy Spirit teaches us. The Holy Spirit brings things out in the Word that we might not see. That fellowship and relationship with the Holy Spirit allows that to happen in your life. 2 Peter 1:21. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. We are carried along in what we say by the Holy Spirit. We speak the perfect will of God when we are listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling us to say. Luke 12:12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. It feels like when I'm standing here right now, he's teaching me what to say. We need to be obedient. We need to be listening. We might not know until we stand there what to say, but he knows what to say. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. I want to see visions. I want to dream dreams. I want the Holy Spirit to speak to me through whatever means possible. Don't you? That's what we should be asking for. That's what we should be striving for. Ephesians 6:18. I like this verse. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Praying at all times in the Spirit. You know, while you're walking in your day, you can be praying in tongues. You don't need to make a conscious effort to sit there and pray in tongues and for an hour. That every time you think about it during the day and you do it, it adds up. How many minutes does it add up into a day? It could add up to an hour. It could add up to two. It could add up to three. Rather than trying to do a three-hour stint, those little bits that you do during the day, speaking, praying in tongues, whatever it might be, add up. And then John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The Holy Spirit shows us how to worship him. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. So, to walk in the Spirit first means that the Holy Spirit lives in us, in you. It means to be open and sensitive to the influence of the Holy Spirit. And it means to pattern your life after the influence of the Holy Spirit. Are our lives reflecting that pattern? We can tell if someone walks in the Spirit because they will look a lot like. You guys know the answer to this one. Jesus. When someone looks at you, what do they see? They don't even have to ask you. All they have to do is look at you, and they will see that you look a lot like Jesus. Don't you want that? Don't you want it that when people see you, they see a reflection of Jesus? That it doesn't matter where you go, people go, whoa. Because that's the reality of it. Wherever you go, if you have that deep and intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, they are going to see it. They will not be able to ignore it. We cannot do it on our own. We know that. We might try. But through the Holy Spirit permeates through us. Jesus told us that the mission of the Holy Spirit would be to promote and speak of Him. Okay, now I'm jumping from one side to another. Okay, the John 14, 16 to 17, you guys won't have that one, and the next few after that. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, you know Him, for He dwells within you and will be in you. The world doesn't know Him. We do. John 14, 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He teaches us and He brings to remembrance all the things of Jesus. John 16, 13 to 14. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whomever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come, and He will glorify Me. For He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. We had a short look at the fruit of the Spirit. And you know what? The works of the flesh seem overwhelming, both in us and around us. And God is good enough and big enough to change everything with the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit can always conquer the works of the flesh when we allow it. Now, fruit isn't achieved by working, but it is birthed by abiding. We just need to abide in what the Holy Spirit is telling us, in what the Holy Spirit is showing us. Fruit is fragile. Fruit reproduces itself. And fruit is attractive. That's why people will notice you. And fruit nourishes. We all know what the doctor says about an apple, eh? Yeah. And you know, when Paul said it, he didn't say fruits. He said fruit. In the big picture, the fruit has one work to do in all of us. These aren't the gifts of the Spirit, which are distributed on an individual basis by the will of the Spirit. This is something for every Christian. This is something for all of us. It may be significant that the word fruit is singular, and Paul was not speaking of a series of fruits that would be shared around, so that one believer has one and another as another. Rather, he is referring to a cluster, such that all the quantities are to be manifested in all of us. Each one of us, all those qualities are to be manifested. Question. Do you want a supernatural life? Walk with the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, we see that Christians that walked in the supernatural, and it was part of their daily life. It's there for us to see. Is that a reality in our lives? That it's part of our daily life that we are walking in the supernatural? Or do we tend to pack it away on a Monday and then want to bring the Holy Spirit out again on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday? There, when you look at the New Testament, their prayer was supernatural. Their preaching was supernatural. They were supernaturally guided, supernaturally empowered, supernaturally transported, supernaturally protected. What would the book of Acts have been if that was all removed? Do you want a supernatural life? So I'm going to ask, I'm ending now, and I'm going to ask those of you that want to stand up and say, yes, I want a supernatural life. Yes, I want to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit daily, to stand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your words, Father, that have gone out today, Lord. Lord, that's touched our hearts and that saturates us, Father. Lord, we yearn for you. We want to build a relationship with you. Holy Spirit, guide us, fill us, saturate us. As we all stand here this morning, we stand here in acknowledgement of you. We stand here yearning for a supernatural life led by you. We are yearning to be taught by you. We are yearning that the words that come out of our mouths on a daily basis are from you. Holy Spirit, fill us. Fill us today. Touch us. Show us what might be hindering, Lord, that we can throw those things away, that it is all you. We ask that today. We ask that today of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.